Check my fucking pussy. I am check my fucking pussy. I am gay. Check, check, check. What are you buying shoes, Adam?
No. I do have a booger on my head.
You what?
Are we on?
No. Okay. No.
We're not on. Say what you were saying off mic. Okay. Or, I mean, continue talking.
Yeah, the secret you were telling us.
Secret.
I got a booger on my hand. I was hoping I could wipe it off.
Gross.
Before I start the show.
Wipe it in your fucking pants.
Wipe it on the couch, dude. It's an Airbnb.
Don't wipe it on the couch.
Airbnb, basically, the whole building is a piece of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. That's a good point.
Owner comes in.
Just wiping your ass on a lamp.
Shit.
On door handles. I filled up the ice cube trays with shit.
Like, thanks.
Well, we're not getting pussy. That's the thing. Airbnbs and bed and breakfasts is just people let you fuck in their homes. And we're not getting pussy on this retreat.
There's got to be a different fluid.
So we got to let something leak on them.
Yeah. I'm getting pizza everywhere. That's my move. Yeah.
Salute
That's
to the...
That's nice.
I've been living like a Ninja Turtle all week. Completely nude.
Yep.
Respecting the Japanese.
That's right.
Japanese rats.
That's right.
Listening to rats tell you what to do.
Rat race. Mm-hmm. We did that joke before.
Did we?
The movie Rat Race.
Mr. Bean?
Is about the Jewish people.
Oh, right. But we did that joke. I think you mean you said it in almost the exact same cadence.
I said it that way.
My body. It's not the fluid. I think I'm gonna leave here is diarrhea because my body is in absolute pain.
Dude, it's been nice.
It's been nice, dude.
Just shitting regularly again because my body's can't take it.
Yeah. Oh, it's like please, we're at capacity. Something has to leave your body.
Last night I shit. 5 times.
I shit 4 times.
Dude, I have gone back-to-back morning shits that are out of the water, that are like piles that are little pyramids.
A little island
that are edging out.
Iceberg.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So, back-to-back.
No, well, yeah.
Back-to-back morning shits that were just brutal. Yeah.
It's wild how your body just can't handle anything.
Yeah,
after a certain age. Because when you're younger, people talk about shitting a lot or gastric distress, and you're like, the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, right. Grow.
You're exaggerating.
Yeah.
You grow into that.
I remember as a kid, jokes about like, oh, you eat anything for you're paying for it the next day, and I'm like, why?
Right. So easy to eat 5 entrees. It doesn't matter what type of food it is.
A lot of listeners don't really understand that.
Yeah, our little baby listeners.
A lot of people, it's weird to think that this is technically a children's show.
It is.
If you consider people both mentally children.
Yeah.
Well, mentally, if we're talking mentally children. And emotionally, it's a purely children's show.
Yeah. This is Barney.
Yeah.
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. When you're 13, you want to listen to shows where everything is gay.
This is Barney for people with problems.
What kind of problems?
I'm twisted.
Twisted mental problems.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be cool if we should start a rap rock group now.
Why not?
Yeah.
The insane psychos.
The insane psycho fucking gang.
I can't wait to get pussy, but I know I never will.
I want colored contacts.
Everyone in school respects me because I know I might kill myself. Because they think I might just kill myself.
Kill myself if I don't get pussy.
If I don't get pussy, I might just kill myself. I might just kill. Every day, waking up, thinking about getting pussy, but I can't because I'm fucking gay. And everyone
Not
in school.
Not getting pussy.
And when
I'm going to kill myself.
Walk to class, everyone looks at me, and I know they're thinking, faggot. They're thinking, faggot, look at that faggot. That's me. I'm a psycho faggot.
I'm a psycho fucking
I'm a psycho
homo.
Faggot.
We should be the psycho homos.
The psycho faggot.
When I'm 13 and I'm already diagnosed with borderline personality disorder.
That would be awesome, dude.
I'm cutting myself and burning myself with lighters. I might just burn myself with a fucking lighter.
Wow.
Smoking crack while watching Rick and Morty.
And the pain continues. The pain, it's all, everything is pain. Why
the pain of being gay.
Why am I in so much pain? Is this music for 13-year-olds or people with fibromyalgia?
That's awesome, man. The insane homos or the insane...
No.
What is it? Insane psychos?
Insane psychos.
Yeah, that's good.
The insane ass clown posse.
Homo psycho.
Psycho.
The homo psychos.
Yeah. Homo psychos. There's a lot of couple... That's a good... A lot of avenues to travel down.
Mm-hmm.
And I might just kill myself if I don't might get just pussy. I need pussy or I'll kill myself. And they're afraid of me in school because my dad might have a gun. And you never know if I'm just going to find it. And maybe I'll kill myself or maybe I'll bring it to school.
Yeah. It's nice to know those guys are still around.
Yeah.
I thought the school shooter trope would be gone by now. But
are they still doing that?
I was so fine. It was like, because during all that Epstein shit, the guy from Linkin Park killed himself, and people were like,
Chester. Yeah.
Why did he do it? Did he have stuff on Epstein? He's like, no, he did it because he's the guy from Linkin Park.
Oh. I didn't realize that it was during Epstein.
Yeah, dude. He was one of the, he was on the island.
Guy from Linkin Park killing yourself, and you're being shocked by that. You're like, what? With the mascot from Chuck E. Cheese,
Paula Deen had
ate a
heart
piece
attack?
Of Swiss. Yeah. When they found out that Mickey Mouse was eating cheese.
Because I might just kill myself.
I might just kill myself. It would be awesome if they were fucking blaring Linkin Park on Little St. James.
Yeah,
that's
Epstein was actually a huge fan. Well, somebody found his Spotify playlist, and it was like the fucking like.
What did he like?
Starbucks CD, like types of playlist bullshit. Because you know, I mean, it's
Epstein's
like
just listening to Colby Calais, just fucking jamming out, dude.
Yeah,
Harry Connick Jr. Christmas album.
He's not that cool, man.
No,
they found Bashar al-Assad's iTunes. Like a playlist.
What do you have on there?
He had like LMFAO, I'm sexy and I know it. He had some good stuff.
Arabs love that kind of shit.
Oh, Arabs love that kind of music. They love like a party with 80 guys, no chicks.
Just fucking jumping up in the air.
I'm sexy and I know it play.
Yeah, yeah. Just thinking about getting pussy someday.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, when all of us get pussy someday, that's gonna be awesome. This is what we'll be thinking about. I can't wait to come back and tell my boys I got pussy while listening to LMFAO shirtless in a dining room.
LM fuck my ass.
Yeah, they're always in like a cultural hall or something.
Yeah. Yeah, my favorite band is Let Men Fuck My Ass.
Let Men Fuck My Ass.
Shot, 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 shot. Everybody.
That was an early Cumtown joke. Is that group of gay guys with linked arms walking into a sperm bank while shots by LMFAO. Right.
I forgot about
that. Shot, 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 shot.
I forgot about
I thought
that
they would be taking like a shot of prep or something.
No.
But I like that way better.
Drinking cum shooters.
Drinking a cum out of a fucking double,
that's what they
double
like
shot glass.
Drink.
Shot, 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 shot. Everybody,
they're only in the dick sucking game for the drink at the end.
Dude, of course, I have to say LMFAO is one of the most powerful pussy getting combinations, and that is uncle and nephew.
Is that who that is?
That's an uncle and his nephew.
I think they're related to Berry Gordy somehow.
And they just
too.
Fucking have music about getting and they get pussy together. Dude,
what are their names? Red Foo and something.
Red Foo is, I think.
Red Foo is one of them.
The Kung Fu, the journey continues.
Yeah.
You ever watch that show?
No.
Yeah, of course.
No.
It's a great show.
Don't want to count my
Carradine.
David
Carradine is Kane.
Yeah. The late David Carradine.
And what's he doing? He's walking across the world trying to find, like, his master or something? Or he's, like, doomed or something? So he walks the earth doing karate?
Yeah.
I think he just lives in San Francisco and his son's a cop.
Really?
Yeah, and he's good at karate.
He's got a son in that movie?
And the
show?
Legend Continues, yes. Not the original Kung Fu.
Ah.
We're talking about Kung Fu, The Legend Continues from the 1990s.
Never seen it. Never seen the original either.
With David Carradine and Harry Dean Stanton.
Who plays his son? No.
Harry Dean Stanton.
Harry Dean Stanton is too old to play his son.
Yeah, but he's a good actor.
I'm a cop. That's what I am. That's what I do. He was in two movies a year for every year from 1952 until his death last year.
HDS?
Yeah.
Nice.
He also smoked.
Also stands for Hard Dick Savage.
Yeah. He also smoked like a pack a day.
Me too.
Until he was like 98 or something.
Me too.
He but he,
I'm 99 years
old. No, he lived well into his 90s. But he,
Nick did all that stuff.
I did all that.
He walked like 15 miles a day.
Yeah, I did that also.
Nick was just doing, he's walking.
That is
right
kind
now.
Of a Nick vibe.
Stop naming things that I've done, but better. I'm too humble to hear all this. Stop saying it in front of the audience. I'm too humble to have all of this being said.
Yeah, dude. Put you on the spot like that, dude.
Shouts out to the lady with big ass tits that all was right. Harry Dean Stanton's.
We're
gonna
do bring
girlfriend.
Up how big my dick is next. I mean, come on.
In
guys, stop
Escape
talking
from
about
New York.
Stop talking
girl,
about.
Yeah,
his girlfriend had huge tits in Escape from.
I
New York.
I watched that movie on 9/11.
No, you
last
didn't.
Year.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Why?
Just celebrate the city, dude.
Yeah. Vagina 11.
Vagina 11?
That's when I flew a plane into your mom's pussy.
Really?
Yeah, how about that?
That's good.
Nice. I got a little pizza rush going.
You got, yeah, dude. Anytime you can have meat and cheese that's been left out on the table for 18 hours, you got to do that shit.
Yeah. Well, because it's really, I've been reading about probiotics, and your body actually needs lots of bacteria.
Right.
That's why I stopped using Neosporin, no Band-Aids. Anytime I get a cut, I start
sucking on the cut.
Well, I use that as I clean the litter box immediately. I give myself a bunch of paper cuts, and then I start scooping the litter box
with
my bare hands.
Yeah, they look swollen, dude.
Yeah.
Is that good?
It's good.
Yeah, his mitts. Yeah, you got big mitts now.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a fighter.
I can't bend my fingers. But it's like I got two hamburger helper guys.
Having big fingers would be awesome for finger popping. Imagine if you just had a finger that was the size of a dick, you wouldn't even need to get hard.
Yeah, if you had like one big finger.
One huge finger.
Yeah. But it'd be sad kind of when she's like, I want the finger, not the penis.
Elephantiasis.
Well, you'd hope that she would never do that to you.
Well.
Then you needed to start over. If that's how your bitch is going to treat you, you don't need her.
You're going
to
prime her up with the massive finger, and then you're going to finish her off with the tiny dick.
It's got to be the same size as your cock. Even a small dick is bigger than most fingers.
No, it has
fingers.
To be slightly smaller than your
just
correct
a little
penis.
Smaller.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
You got to work up to something. That's how foreplay works.
Yeah, but I think
I'm
dick
teaching
feels,
a class in sex.
I think a dick feels nicer than a finger, if I had to guess. It's smoother.
Yeah, but you can't bend a dick like a finger.
That's true.
You can't do a come here motion.
So that's
motion.
The thing. I can't be tactile when I'm fingering her with my giant finger. I just in and out.
You gotta go rigid.
I think here's the thing. I think it feels better to get fucked than finger popped, even with a big ass finger. I think it's a different sensation. You want to get your hips grabbed and just pounded, your pussy pounded into. You want to feel some nuts slap against your fucking thighs.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to guess, I can't say for certain what it feels to get fucked and whether I personally would prefer to get fingered or fucked. But I think most girls. The vibes are better when you're getting fucked. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, sure.
You don't
that
think,
sounds right.
Do you think girls would rather get fingered or
I
fucked?
I don't even understand how girls come still.
That's true.
I think it's like their heart or something.
That's true. You don't know that.
They do it with their soul or something?
No, you tell them to.
You gotta say, yeah.
You say, I
you
order
have to be
you.
Boss or, yeah. You have to.
Come for me.
Come.
Come for me.
Now.
Come or die. The choice is yours.
Come now or.
Jessica.
Come
you spent your entire life saying men are trash online. But now, I'm shoving garbage in your pussy.
And you better bust.
And you better bust.
Or I'm gonna kill you.
Or there is a 38 pound alligator snapping turtle. Directly in front of your pussy. And he's hungry for garbage. Either you bust or the turtle. I'll let go of the turtle's tail. The turtle's tail is jammed into my asshole. The sound of you coming makes my ass pucker.
Chicks which love it when you
turtle,
do the
which
saw
holds the
voice.
Turtle back from your
dude. I wear the little mask and, yeah. and I ride into the pussy right, in a tricycle.
Yeah, yeah. I ride. I tie a woman up. She's completely naked in the bedroom, mm-hmm. and then I ride in a little tricycle with yep. a saw mask.
That's
on.
Right.
I'm like, I've never had sex.
Is this what it's like?
Is this how it goes?
Where do I put my penis?
I can't. Is my dick hard or not? I don't
I
know.
I don't know what a hard dick is.
Just be gentle with me.
What do you mean, is it in yet? You tell me. I don't know.
I can't tell you.
I don't know what it is or where in it even is.
I can't guess.
Yeah, dude.
I thought sex was when two people love each other very much.
You know what I'd love to try once is to just have my dick super hard. Have my dick super hard. I'm on roller skates.
Yeah.
And a woman is standing there with her pussy wide open from the back, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And I get pushed and I glide into her pussy with roller skates on.
Yeah.
And it goes in immediately and perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would feel pretty good.
That would feel awesome. Or what would be really awesome is if I like ollied for, and I nailed the ollie.
Yeah.
And then I but and then I my dick goes right in and I come immediately also.
Buzz Aldrin, you've spent your entire life pretending the moon landing was real. Now you're gonna tell me if it was or not. Or I'll suck your dick.
I'll suck your dick. It's just Buzz Aldrin in a chair. Yeah.
In front of you is my mouth. Tell me whether or not the moon landing is real, and I'll suck your dick.
I'll suck your dick. And if you don't, I guess I'll also suck your dick.
Suck.
Suck.
Yeah.
Dick
yeah.
suck. There's a male rapist by the name of Dick Suck.
Mm-hmm.
He's trapping people in a basement and making them do things or he'll suck their dicks.
Or he's going to suck their dicks. And then when they do it, he rewards them by sucking their dicks. He's so fucking diabolical, this Dick Suck. He's so gay and horny.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because I have cancer or something.
I'm horny and I have cancer.
I think the story is that I have cancer.
I have a brain tumor that's making me gay.
And as a result of my cancer diagnosis, I've decided to have gay sex with people in a basement in elaborate Rube Goldberg dick-sucking machines.
I ain't never seen a Saw movie.
They're fun. The first one I loved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Adam, what the fuck are you doing?
I just had to check something.
Adam, you spent your entire life on your phone.
No, I don't. That's not true.
You're always on your phone.
You guys are
you're
way
right.
more on your
you
phones.
You know what? You're
we're
right.
on our phones when we're not
when
doing
when we're not
the
doing
show.
The show. Exactly. So the fact that you're actually because use the phone
I
less
to check
and you
thing.
Use it more while we're
you've
on the
got
show
two modes.
Is a sign of alpha disrespect.
No, I
relaxing
apologize.
In your regular life, and then when you have to do your job, that's when you're distracted.
No, I apologize. That was unprofessional of me for checking.
The other day you said
I
by
didn't
the
have
fire.
To check.
Well, me and Stav reluctantly ate our third piece of.
I sat by the fire and read a book
and laughed it off while secretly wondering what the hell is wrong with me. Why can't I just have a normal brain?
Yeah.
Why do I have to hurt myself?
You know what I've taught myself though what? Is just stop those thoughts.
Just get rid of those thoughts.
Because when it's yeah. happened, like
that's how you know you're going to a good therapist. When your result is I'll continue doing all the things
no,
that are
no,
bad for
don't,
me.
First of all, now I'll you brought up therapy when you glaringly need to go. Okay, don't fucking talk about my therapist, motherfucker. That is good advice. Thank you very much.
I don't need to go to therapy. I just need to continue murdering people.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's
I figured
what Dexter
my,
is about.
I figured my stuff out. What I do is when I feel bad, I kidnap somebody that's been taking life for granted in some abstract way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I set up an elaborate puzzle to make them pay for it.
Oh, okay.
I thought you just sucked their cocks.
And then I suck their cock.
I thought there was no puzzle,
and then they
actually.
Really learned their lesson.
And then I mean, afterwards, I suck their cock.
Oh, there is still a puzzle.
In front of you is a puzzle. Put it together. And
it's
picture.
Four pieces.
It's a picture of me sucking your son's cock.
If you get it right, I'll suck your dick. Yeah, it's just three pieces. Yeah.
In front of you is a. There's a camera broadcasting this live on the internet.
On my personal cam soda.
In front of you is a puzzle that is completed. Will be a picture of your penis, which is very small. And if once you put the puzzle together, everyone will see how small your dick is. But if you don't put the puzzle together,
There's a button that says you're gay.
I hit the button or it says it?
It says it.
It says it.
I press the button and it says you're gay.
You get to live, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I forgot. I didn't think this one through. I've the cancer's getting really bad, to be honest with you.
Oh, fuck. Dick Suck has to be stopped by Danny Glover.
Yeah. I'm getting too gay for this shit.
I'm having too much pussy for this
I've
shit.
I've had too much gay sex for this shit.
Oh, fuck. I'm about to take a fat. There's a shit rumbling. Let me say that much.
My penis is too damn small for this shit.
My dick too tiny.
I'm too gay for that.
I was getting my penis was gonna get bigger. It's my last day.
I've never had sex.
I've had a little dick.
I've never had sex for this shit.
For this shit.
I've never penis, ass, vagina, pussy, faggot. That's a famous line from Lethal Weapon.
I love that part.
I never pussy fart ass.
I ain't never heard a pussy fart.
I ain't never pussy fart ass.
I don't believe they exist.
It's a Lethal Weapon. It's penis shit. And then Lethal Weapon 2 is penis shit 2.
So instead of lethal, it's penis.
Penis.
And instead of weapon, it's shit.
It's shit, yeah.
Penis shit.
And Danny Glover plays a turd.
Okay.
He's a talking turd.
And Mel Gibson is a penis?
He's about to retire from the bathroom.
And Mel Gibson's a penis, I'm
guessing? Mel Gibson's a penis who's just learning how to fuck.
He's a rookie penis.
Yeah.
All right.
How's that for a parody movie?
I think it's a really good idea.
From the Twisted Minds, penis the Wayans shit. Brothers.
Penis shit, an obvious parody of Lethal Weapon.
It's not even a pun.
The syllables don't line up.
No, it doesn't sound.
There's no.
Yeah.
We thought the
best parody movie we could come up with is someone who has a barely functioning brain.
Well, Danny Glover says for this shit.
He's being kept alive by
the word shit is in those movies.
In some, there's a spiritual connection.
He says,
to
I'm
it.
Too old for this shit.
Yeah, he's on the toilet in one of them.
He is shitting on one of them. So there is definitely some kinds of thematic overtones.
Yeah. I don't know about penis, but definitely
penis.
Shit.
There's not much.
Penis might be
but shit, definitely. And that's the new spin that we're introducing is a sexual.
Yeah.
Element.
What if it wasn't just shit? It was penis.
You know. What if? Yeah. It was too.
I'm gonna write. Yeah. Tonight after we finish work, I'm gonna write this script for penis shit.
Okay.
I'm gonna set a deadline: 120 pages by midnight. Just get it done.
Do we have any more cocaine? Just do coke and write penis shit. Don't talk to anyone.
Just get it done.
Just get it done.
Just get the,
get
work
the words
done.
On the page.
And then all the people in the industry who no longer talk to me, just email it to them. Been like, look, man, it's been kind of hard times, but I put this
here's my writing sample. I could really use a job right now.
Yeah.
Just show up to the sites where bridges have already been burned and piss off the cliff.
Yep. So yeah, Danny Glover, Turdy Glover. That's the character's name.
Yeah.
And penis Mel penis.
Smell Dick.
Smell Dixon.
No, small Dixon.
Small Dixon. Yeah. There you go. So Turdy Turdy Glover and Small Dixon.
Fanny Grabber and Small Dixon.
Okay. So Fanny Grabber is a human piece of shit though,
he's
right?
He's just a giant shit. A turd.
He's
just,
okay, he's not a man made out, not like a golem made out of shit.
Maybe he is a man made out of shit. He's just a stack of shit with a badge attached to it.
Now, does his mouth move and shit, or is it like is
he says stuff, I'm sure.
Okay, so it's like anthropomorphic, it's like magic shit that like can talk and behave as a person.
Yeah, it's magic feces.
And so Small Dixon, is he a huge
dick?
Well,
we want it to look real. That's the thing.
It's going
to
be CGI.
It has to look real. Yeah. We got to get Peter Jackson's people.
I don't think it really matters for the sake of the screenplay, you know? I mean,
get the words on
that's
the page.
That's a director's job to shoot.
For sure.
We'll worry about that next. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get it from my mind's eye. And then Small Dixon, is he a man or is he a penis?
He's just Mel Gibson.
Oh, it's Mel Gibson.
Yeah, it's just the different
we get
name.
Him for it.
Gotcha.
We scour Australia for a young actor that looks
like
Mel Gibson.
Oh, no, I thought we could just get him.
Does he have a son?
Probably.
He is a dad.
Yeah, his dad real is religious. No, we and get, racist.
We get Mel Gibson's dad.
Oh, we get his dad.
Yeah.
Okay. What's his dad's name? Mel Gibson Sr. probably.
I'm gonna look up Mel Gibson look-alike.
You might find a picture of me.
No.
If you Google that.
Nope. Let's see if he has a son.
Actually, you know what? It's funny. I just remembered I have a cousin that looks exactly like Mel Gibson.
Well, let's just get him. You already know him.
Well, he's got a son named Milo Gibson.
I haven't seen that cousin in probably 20 years.
Well, if we can kill two birds.
He doesn't talk to his dad, and I don't. Now I've also had my own falling out with his dad.
That sounds like the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So then you can just say,
yeah, we both hate your dad. Let's link up.
Let's link up. I got a nice movie offer for you.
I can do that.
You know how I always thought you looked like Mel Gibson?
He's got a lot of sons. They all look kind of like an ugly version of him.
Really?
There's Lars Gerard Gibson, he's the youngest one. There's Milo Gibson. There's Christian Gibson. Damn, this man did a lot of raw dogging.
Yeah, he's a religious man. This man
has Edward Gibson, Thomas Gibson, William Gibson. Damn, no girls?
Milo Gibson, he's all right. He looks like...
He's okay. I wouldn't suck his cock.
He looks like James Caan's son.
Well, he's got a son.
Looks like Scott Caan.
He's got a son named Thomas Gibson who's 21 that I can't find pictures of anywhere.
Wow. He's probably was born Jewish. His dad had to disown him because he was born Jewish.
Probably. Well, how was he born Jewish?
I don't know. You don't choose it.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Mel Gibson family. Let's see what his young family looks like. Damn, his wife looks kind of... I think maybe we should fuck his wife. Rosalind Ross.
Yeah, Mel Gibson has 9 kids.
I mean, when you're that rich, who gives a fuck? It's not like he's going to be a good dad. Yeah, whatever. We'll find his son or your cousin.
Yeah, I have no idea where that cousin even lives. I think Florida, maybe.
Let's go fucking looking for him.
And I don't think I've had a conversation with him since I was 9 years old.
Dude, just knock on his door.
Yeah.
Be like, bro,
opportunity. I remember it was weird as a kid because he's probably 50 years old now.
Oh, then we can't use him. He's too old.
I don't know. I mean, he's definitely...
can't use him for small
dicks. He's younger than Mel Gibson.
No, he's got to be a young guy.
But I remember as a kid, I would see him at things.
Nice.
And I was like, is that just Mel Gibson?
Like, he probably was literally just a guy wearing a leather jacket.
He did when wear a leather kid, jacket and he rode a motorcycle.
When you're a kid, it's the dumbest bullshit of all time.
He had a mullet. And
yeah. He probably looks nothing like Mel Gibson if you saw him.
Yeah.
He's just a guy wearing a leather jacket. That's all it took for me to think you were cool.
Yeah.
When I was like 6, I was like,
no, because I remember checking in later when I was like older. I'm like, did he look like Mel Gibson? And he looks like Mel Gibson.
Nice. Has he got a Facebook?
No. I mean, I have no idea how to find him. I mean, he's old.
Is he hot?
I haven't seen him in 20 years.
Did you want to fuck him when you were a child?
This spins off into a documentary where I go and try and fuck my long lost cousin. And then at the end, it ends tragically where he's not gay, but. And then so it's like, you know, we've spent the last hour and a half grilling all over the country to find my long-lost cousin. No, he doesn't want to have sex. And then we're, like, headed back to New York, and we pass by a gun store.
Mm.
And we're like, wait a minute.
Wait. Uh-huh. Suddenly, there's a solution.
There's an idea.
That's a good idea.
And we buy a gun, and I put it to his head, and then I fuck him on camera at gunpoint.
That'd be awesome.
For the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's called True Love on Netflix.
That's awesome, dude.
It's called Finding Forrester.
Finding Forrester.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the man now, dog.
Yeah, because I keep saying that while I'm raping him.
Yeah, you're the man now, dog.
Yes. Who's the man? Who's your daddy now?
I'm fucking you on the ass.
She thought I was dead, but I've come back to life to rape my cousin.
I'm sorry, Nick? Is that you?
No, it's the ghost. I'm possessed by Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, I was rapping you.
The movie is called The Possession of Nick Mullen by Sean Connery.
By the scoundrel Sean Connery.
Starring Bruce Willis as Sean Connery, as the ghost of Sean Connery, who's never really appears on screen. Spiritually, Bruce Willis is cast in it to play the role.
Right.
So it's the acting acumen of Bruce Willis as the unseen ghost that possesses me. and then I actually raped my own cousin at gunpoint on camera. And instead of cameras, it's just my friends.
Yeah, okay. I would love to be there.
And they're just watching it happen. And then we all lie to the police.
Right.
Together and say it didn't. It didn't happen.
We say that Nick was having consensual gay sex with his cousin.
I was
when he reached for when his cousin reached for the gun and we had to kill him.
We had to shoot him in the back of the head.
6 times.
Execution style.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I always, yeah. They got a shot, a cop execution style one time at O'Donnell Heights, the projects by in South in by Greektown.
Yeah.
It was pretty fucking, that was kind of a boss move.
That's cool.
I mean, it's shocking to be able to murder a police officer execution style. They really must have messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you mean?
The cop to get, you know, to get fucking shot like that.
Mm-hmm.
Went into a, you know, didn't have backup.
I think he deserved
Like The Shield, the only episode of The Shield I've ever seen is where they forced that Jimmy Schmitz to suck cock.
Is he in that?
Isn't he?
He's in NYPD Blue, I know that.
They forced a Mexican guy to suck cock. Do you, have you ever seen that, Nick?
In which movie?
The Shield.
The show?
No.
They forced some guy to suck a dick.
I've never watched that show.
They
forced, Will told me he's
they
watching
force
it right
a guy
now.
To suck cock, and then his wife, when she finds out, is like, mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't fuck with that gay shit. Like, his wife is not cool with it. Like, this man gets raped, and his wife's like, ever since you sucked that guy's dick, I
can't see you as a man.
I don't see you as a man.
Aren't women the worst?
Honestly, they are.
That's how they always act.
I'll know I have a girl holding mm-hmm. me down when I come back, and I'm like, my bad. I was forced to suck dick.
And she's like, I'm here for you still.
Yeah.
Exactly. I still want to get piped.
It only makes me more turned on.
Mm-hmm. Giving pipe is one of my favorite pastimes.
Really, Sean?
And at one point you said that if a woman acts up, it's okay to rape her at gunpoint.
Yes, and I stand by that. It's often you argue with a woman and you've given her the last word. She's already had the last word, but mm-hmm. she still wants to argue more. And those circumstances, I think it's, you know, 9mm, not a higher caliber than that. But, yeah, you definitely want to put a gun into her face.
Really?
I think
seems
so.
A bit extreme. Have you ever done that?
Well, I'm an extreme guy. They used to call me the psycho homo back in high school.
One of the most extreme guys I've heard of.
It's before I played James Bond. I was actually in a rap rock group. It was one of the first rap rock groups back in the 1920s.
Well, who is it? The Crazy Faggots?
In Scotland, the Crazy Faggots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? You were in that band?
Yes. We actually invented cutting.
Oh, fuck.
You're one of the first cutters.
I came up with the idea of cutting myself.
Seems like you got pussy, though, Sean.
I also got pussy.
And so why did you cut?
Back then, it was cool.
It was cool to...
It was cool to be goth.
Oh, so you were goth.
You got pussy.
It was cool to be a rap rock goth guy.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of motherfucking sense to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone knows I'm James Bond, and I can get pussy if I want to, but instead I want to stay home and cut my fucking self.
Take a razor blade to my thigh.
I want to cut my fucking legs open. They see the scars and they know
being James Bond ain't all it's cracked up to be. It ain't that shit to be James Bond.
I'm tired of getting pussy from hot girls. Everybody wants to fuck James Bond. Nobody wants to kiss him on the lips.
What a truly good genre of music that was.
Absolutely the best stuff.
Some of the best stuff.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll come back. What I mean, there's a bunch of weird. I mean, I think just actual rap has a bunch of
it's
gay
emo
bullshit
now.
Yeah.
It's not exactly
rest in
rap
peace,
rock.
Rest though. In peace, Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he Juice WRLD just sung like pop punk.
Yeah, yeah.
I still see your shadows in my room.
Yeah, it was just like Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah, it literally was.
It was the same shit.
R.I.P. to that guy. Died probably so scared on an airplane. Too much drugs in his system.
What happened? He ate too much weed?
Yeah, because he ate drugs because the pilot snitched.
Uh-huh.
So the pilot, if you ask me, should be tried for murder.
What did he try? What did he eat?
I think like syrup, scissor.
He
drank a bunch.
Drank a bunch.
I think. I don't remember the specifics. I don't know how juice works.
I can't wait to suck a penis and get fucked in my ass.
I still see your penis in my ass.
Who are you to bend me over? You must have been hard for my ass.
What song is that?
Schism by Tool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. It's The Pot by Tool.
I was trying to figure that out all morning when you were singing The Pot. That.
No, it's good. I'm going to get a lot of angry messages over that one.
I know my penis.
It's not Schism! How dare you sing a song, Tool song, even for a fucking second? How fucking dare you?
I know my dick is small.
I know.
That's why I fucked a lot of guys.
I know that I'm not gay, because I fucked a bunch of guys and hated it.
And it sucked.
I keep trying to like gay sex, but every time I'm like, maybe not for me.
Not for me. I could take or leave
gay sex.
I'm how I know I'm not gay. To me, it's kind of like ordering a salad because everything else on the menu sucks.
Ba-da-boom, boom.
Da-boom, boom,
I
boom.
Don't really like sucking dick.
No.
That much.
I'm not gay. I'm straight. I only have gay sex to prove that I am straight. You have to negate the alternative. And now I know for sure I'm straight because I fucked every guy I know. Nope,
I
not
sucked
him, not
100 dicks.
No, for sure
that I am definitely not gay.
I met James Bond. I sucked his cock. Not sure that would. I would definitely be gay if I enjoyed. Sucking James Bond's cock.
Now I can't wait to get some pussy.
Name a hotter guy than James Bond. You can't, and I've sucked his dick and hated it. So that's how I know I'm not gay, cause I fucked the hottest guy there is.
Yeah. Dude, that's the mind's eye right there.
That's good logic.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the only way you can know for sure.
Yeah. You gotta fuck the hottest guy.
You gotta fuck the hottest guy there is.
I had to find out for sure. So I opened my ass at a truck stop.
I got my asshole blown out by 100 gay guys and
I
it sucked a lot.
I was a glory hole for Halloween. My costume was just a box with a hole in it. I went down to Stonewall on Pride wearing a box with a hole in it.
On the other side of the box was my asshole and my mouth as well.
I dressed up like the Phantom Toll Booth, but this time it's just a box you have sex with.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the premise was you'd put your cock in the box and it would turn it into a cartoon version of your dick. And that was too.
And there is a dog that is some kind of guide.
The dog teaches your cartoon dick how to fuck.
That was my costume, and not many people really got
really understood what I was going for.
No, it's not just a glory hole. Yeah. It's also about the children's book, The Phantom Zone. I had to do that because last year I tried to be Trayvon Martin and never got mad at me. I didn't know you weren't supposed to do those kind of costumes anymore. The last time I did Halloween was 2009. I dressed as the OxyClean guy. Yeah. I was dead Billy Mason. Everyone loved it.
Everyone thought it was funny. People forget that in 2008, the best costume was Hitler raping Casey Anthony.
That would have killed.
Halloween used to be about being as racist and tasteless as possible. They changed it overnight, specifically because of one bitch in Brooklyn that wore an afro. And then that same lady opened the adult daycare. Do you remember that story?
I forgot that was
it's
her.
The same bitch.
It was?
She actually sent me a message on Facebook trying to entrap me in some kind of lawsuit bullshit.
What? Why?
Because I did a GoFundMe saying I would go to there and shit myself at the adult daycare.
I remember that.
That's right. And then she sent me a message on Facebook, incredibly loaded question of, why are you planning on doing me physical harm?
But you would be
and I said, bitch, this shit
pants.
Doesn't work on me.
Yeah. And I was still in character.
Nice try, you fucking dumb bitch. Take your adult daycare and shove it up your ass. Eat my ass and suck on
my fucking dick.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was
salute.
Why
are
you planning on doing me physical harm? Wow.
Smart, great move.
Wait, so she
nobody was, said she was strangled.
But she also wore an
Scooby
afro.
Scooby-Doo, gotcha.
I know. She also wore an afro.
Yeah, a couple years prior to that, I think it was the same lady.
And it caused a stir?
Well, it was in like Gothamist or something. It was like this white woman doing blackface.
Look at this
for
dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
was she?
That was the first story. I don't know. I think it was just like her character was
oh, it was just being black?
Yeah.
I sucked the penis. I hated it.
Yeah, I mean, Halloween used to be about girls being whores and guys being offensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They took that away from us.
I'm trying to see some fucking titties. I'm trying to see some fucking titties.
I'm Bernie Mac's nephew, but I'm horny and I'm straight.
I'm trying to see some fucking titties.
Fuck, dude, that shit is going to rocket out of my ass. It's going to be bad. It's going to be
bad.
What is
it, the pizza?
Well, I did might as well have a little bit of overnight outside pizza myself
and
this
you had
morning.
Some donut.
And I had some donuts, and then we had a bagel sandwich.
Mm.
I've been high basically the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
These edibles.
I woke up strangely early this morning and couldn't go back to sleep.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You should have come into my room and given me head.
I should have cuddled. Honestly, it's hard sleeping alone. You know?
Yeah.
I've been sleeping good, actually.
Not for... I need my dog there.
Yeah, or a guy.
Or a guy.
A guy named Franz.
Yeah.
To hold you. You feel a little fucking... You feel a little bit of stubble on the back of your neck.
Yeah.
Something that just kind of... You feel those hard, calloused hands reaching for your chest, filling in the little concavity with his big thumbs, with his big workman-like thumbs. Is that how you go to bed?
Yeah.
I'm going to step in here as a disinterested third party and say yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met you two gentlemen before. I was just walking by.
Okay. But he looks like the kind of guy.
This guy's just a fucking busybody over here.
Yeah, no.
We're having a conversation.
I happened to be walking by. I saw three fellas recording a podcast.
That's right.
Figured I might as well come in and offer my two cents.
Sure.
I've seen gay men before up close and personal. I'll tell you, that is what this fellow
And just for the listeners at home, this man is pointing it
at
him.
He's pointing at Stav, actually.
No.
I'm pointing at the man in the yellow cap.
That's right. Just at him.
Nick's being
what
the...
cap for
Nick's
the listeners.
Being the small-town busybody right now.
See, you know, I think we're all turning into different types of action figures. Me, G.I. Joe. You, a Playmobil guy.
Playmobil, what is that?
It's like they're like Legos for autistic kids.
I never played
Legos.
No.
So that's why you
those
know
are the Legos
are?
That no. you like.
I actually I liked Kinects rather than
I like Kinects too.
Kinects were cool as
I used
shit.
To make fuck Ferris Kinects. Wheels and shit with that.
No, you didn't.
They're not Ferris wheels.
Bragging about
windmills.
You're bragging lying. About how You're good lying. He was at Kinects.
I was pretty sick.
You're
at
lying.
Kinects.
You yeah. didn't do those.
What was Kinects was cool because you needed three pieces to make a gun and point it at other yeah. kids in school.
Those you can cool. make guns with them pretty yeah. easy.
You can make guns with Legos.
You're not too. Allowed to make a gun. Remember those rules in school where you weren't allowed to make guns?
Out of Legos.
Out of anything.
Or draw it.
But
yeah.
it's like, you know, never would they tell girls they weren't allowed to make like a baby doll or whatever.
Right. And those
it's
are just
boys.
As dangerous.
They just go You're after right. boys.
Fucking whores.
Mm-hmm. Well, a baby is way more dangerous than a gun. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
First of all, a baby can grow up to be a person that uses a gun.
Mm-hmm. True. And a gun is
For
just
starters.
A piece of metal.
Aside from that, let's not forget what, you know, a baby... the financial ruin that mm-hmm. it causes.
Yeah, a gun, what is that,
the
$300?
The carbon, the footprint of a human being is way more than a gun.
That's mm-hmm. your best argument.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Jeez. If I had to choose between getting
a
gun...
You? This Jesus Christ. This was... You built this, Adam?
I didn't make that one, no.
This is Adam.
Nikki... I got one for my birthday one year that was like a, you could make a windmill
you never
and
made
a
it.
Ferris wheel. Yeah.
This is Adam with this fucking 6 foot tall Ferris wheel.
I didn't, my parents
this
would never
like,
get me that
this
much
is like
shit.
Fucking 10,000 pieces.
I wasn't like a toys kid. Like my parents didn't get me like Ninja Turtles or like action figures. But
no
they would get me like stuff to like build stuff.
No imagination.
Like. Mm-hmm. No, I was like a Legos and Kinects kid.
Fuck that. You need toys.
Yeah.
No, they, I
always rock.
I wasn't like stuffed animals or I didn't have any of that kind of shit.
No fucking love in your life.
No, I think my parents just didn't like a mess.
Like my parents didn't like a mess, but there was no choice. There's like fucking 8 Greek motherfuckers living in a little fucking townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
3 savage little fucking boys.
I've realized this like staying in this house, which is big, is that you can make as much of a mess, but it doesn't seem as messy because it's
right.
bigger.
It's more spread out.
Whereas in my 2-bedroom apartment, it's like of this course. Much mess makes the whole place feel
over.
Like it's a mess.
It's all over. That's yeah. why we need to get huge houses in the suburbs.
Yeah, that's why we got to move to Jersey.
You remember Erector Set? So it was kind of the precursor.
Yep. That was before our time,
it
I
was.
Feel like.
Well, my dad would talk about it
yeah.
when I was a kid.
Our dads were Erector Sets.
Yeah, that's dads. Where you build it.
Not my dad.
You built braces for your cock.
Yeah.
Because when you're a kid, your dick can't get hard, so they used to sell little, like,
right.
back braces.
Exactly.
Called Erector Sets.
I'm still interested in that technology. I would love a little fucking brace for my cock.
Yeah, right.
Like two fucking wooden sticks.
It's just like...
Two fucking
just cutting
popsicle
the shit
sticks.
Out of a woman's vagina.
Yeah.
Just metal pieces.
Yeah. Got splinters.
Just screws. Yeah. Just destroying her pussy.
I'm making a stint.
She's like, yeah. it hurts. You're like, damn, I'll go slow.
I'm sorry,
I'm
baby.
I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'm sorry, baby.
I got a fucking Forrest Gump on my
I'm
dick.
Sorry, yeah, that my dick was has seen the wars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I play with fucking action figures.
Brandon Ayer is building models and
video games.
I'm jealous. I want to build models.
So build models. What the fuck is stopping you?
I'm not good at it.
You could be.
My dad built models, and then I tried one time, and he was like, don't do this.
Wow, time. That's fucked up.
Yeah, he was like, you're really bad at this.
That's
not how you fucking
did it hurt your feelings?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it did.
That was
the
only
thing.
The
answer is yes,
did.
It did, of
wrecked
course.
Him.
Well, I mean, I could also recognize objectively that it was bad.
But you could get good.
That's not what you want from your dad.
If you're showing interest in something, you should be like, oh, work hard.
No, because my dad's like, he's a real nice and like supportive guy. So to actually have negative feedback on something,
mm-hmm. it means more.
It makes the other shit worth it because it's like, oh, then it's not bullshit.
Yeah, I only got negative feedback, so
maybe that was your dad's plan. I'll be nice about everything, so this little cocksucker doesn't steal my
so
steal
he doesn't
model
start
thunder.
Doing.
Yeah, I gotta keep him away
so
from models.
Get that big magnifying glass. Yeah.
My dad still buys models.
Yeah,
he gets them on eBay. He has to wait like 6-7 months because he buys like fucking like models of like. I don't know, Ferraris or whatever. And I see him, and I, like he'll tell me about it. He's like, I had to wait 8 months to get these wheels for this.
What did Eric Clapton say about?
I wouldn't even know what my dad did for fun. I think let's just play soccer outside.
Oh, this isn't for fun. This
no,
is so he doesn't
not
kill
for fun.
Himself.
Yeah, it's for it's to eat up hours before you die.
Yeah.
Damn, that's horrible.
It's to forget that you're gonna die.
With a fucking little
for like six hours.
Fake car?
Yeah, whatever. There are worse ways.
That is gay.
Eat up time.
I would rather kill myself.
I'm gonna get into this shit though. This is I'm buying this.
That looks cool.
This what is that? A Cadillac?
Yeah, like a 75 Coupe de Ville.
Coupe de Ville.
And you're going to paint it yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to put it together.
Give it a nice
see, there you
cherry
go.
Coat.
Yeah.
See?
Give it's it an time. Ice cream paint job.
I was laughing. I forget who it was. Maybe it was on the show, but just like a trans person being like, oh, God, I'm turning into my mother.
That's funny.
Because they forget.
Because, no, because they're becoming trans. A woman.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Oh, God, I'm turning into my mother.
I like that Stav does not
get How do you not get that?
Is it because they're surprised they're becoming
no,
a woman?
It's the most
no,
basic joke in the world.
People say that all the time. Oh, I'm becoming my father.
I'm turning into my dad. I'm turning
you
into my
You say something
mother.
Lame, and then you're like, oh, I'm turning into my
oh,
dad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's someone transitioning, so they say I'm turning into my mother.
Yeah, it's like it's like,
it's not
it's like a fucking
it's so it's, easy.
It's rude, but it's like a single panel Sunday cartoon yeah, level joke.
It doesn't even have three drawings. It's just
what
one.
Do you want me to do? I laugh at everything. Sometimes one guy will slip by.
No, it's true. That's true. That's true.
What the fuck do you want fair. Me to say? I'm not gonna. That's what people accuse me of faking my laugh. That let that be
no.
proof that I never fake.
No, You're just you have so much joy.
I love having a good ass time.
You like having a nice time.
Well, the other character we're doing that I did like very much was the guy calling the police to find out where
oh, the Indian
guy
called
the
yeah.
police.
Oh yeah, that was
calling police stations.
Yeah, because we're up here in the woods. And we're like, let's just joke, try and find prostitutes.
Yeah, it's a joke, huh?
Right.
No, I mean, I was not involved in this at all. Would you guys have bought actual
No, we wouldn't have bought actual...
But you did Google it.
As a joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just to see what the...
I mean,
as a joke.
Let's say this. If it was like going to... if it was like going to a dispensary...
Uh-huh.
Where if it's
like
illegal
brothel,
which we did do, we
which
did
we
go
did
to
go to dispensary. If there's like a brothel,
it makes me. It's funny. It's like maybe.
Yeah, why not? Support local business.
I felt left out and jealous going to the dispensary.
Mm. Yeah, because you weren't
weed.
In the cannabis culture anymore.
Yeah, it just doesn't do anything for me. I wish it did.
Give it a shot tonight.
Nah.
Why not? You've had some. We've had some fun.
This weed, I will
high.
Say, they need to do it with opiates. They need
no, no, just
no. We got weed now. The next thing, fuck it, just push steamroll ahead.
No,
this is my gay agenda.
They don't need opiates.
Now that we
stores.
Have fucking weed legal,
well, Oregon
we definitely
has
need to
everything's
have,
decriminalized now.
Yeah, well, they
and,
need to
and
have,
psilocybin is legal there too.
I don't give a shit about that. They need to have like opiate dispensaries.
No, dude, no.
Where
they
I can
don't.
Go in a fucking opium den where I can go in and a Chinese woman with a huge bush
that,
brings
okay.
over.
Okay, now you're.
Out, you go. Oh, here is your pipe, Mister Bond.
Yeah. Like, why you want them to call?
He has to use an alien.
I have to use an alien.
He has to use an alien. You can't have people knowing. That
I don't
Nick
want people recognizing
Town.
Me as the lead singer of the Crazy Faggots. Here in this opium den,
the crazy
when faggot. I should be at home cutting my shit. It'll ruin the illusion.
Going to an opium den sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah, just because you get to relax.
You there. Get to relax. If you get yeah. some Chinese pussy, that's a big plus.
You can take a nap.
I gotta think they're selling pussy if they're selling opium.
I'm not gonna do it unless I could do the long pipe. I'm on the record.
Of course,
saying
of
that.
Course, I need the long
There's
pipe.
There's no.
I need the pipe like the caterpillar from fucking.
I need an
Alice
extra
Wonderland.
Long pipe.
I'm trying to smoke hookah like that fat little bug. Yeah, I don't know. I do like the like this thing. This feels
like such a
break from reality that I've been smoking weed heavily.
Oh damn! I guess Ben Shapiro has the same hat as you, Adam.
Yeah, he copied.
This is Adam.
Or Dallas.
Oh gosh,
he rules.
Look
He's
at
a
his
really hot guy.
Look at his breasts, dude.
Or Dallas, fucking loser.
I Did you see his new meltdown that he had about dressing like a girl?
Ben Shapiro started
yeah,
wearing
so
bras
mad.
Challenge. I mean, he really should be wearing a bra.
He's mad because Harry Styles... First of all, Harry Styles putting on a dress is like, come on, Harry.
Yeah.
Who the fuck? Yeah. You don't wear dresses. Stop pretending.
He's mad because Ben would actually look like a woman in a dress.
Ben would look cute in a dress. A little pixie cut?
Not by feminine.
I would fuck him in the ass.
By dress. If he's by the dress itself. Dress. It's the dress itself that scares him.
It's the dress, yes.
Damn, he does have little titties.
He's
like
got
that
little titties.
His sister's titties were so big they spilled they over.
That happens sometimes, dude. Yeah. Like, I have a friend whose sister is mega retarded, like extra, and he's got a little pinch. Racine is the same way. Where
yeah,
it's
he's
like,
a little bit.
What do you
he's
mean,
got a little
mega
pinch.
Retarded?
Like, you know,
like in a wheelchair.
Okay, not mega, whatever.
I like that. That you can be so stupid they have to put you in a wheelchair.
Profoundly. Okay, she's not that. She just is.
Yeah.
Or actually, it's hard to tell because sometimes I feel like she just was born into a horrible. You can't be born into a family that's like half white trash, half Greek villager, with even the slightest. Mental problem because they're not going to fucking take care of it.
Yeah, they're not going to take you to the doctor.
they're just going to let that one simmer.
Yeah. They're just going to put you in a room.
Yeah, I feel like if she was born to a better family, she'd be fine. Anyway, but I think that's my genetic hypothesis is his sister's tits were so big, he got a little piece.
Yeah.
Of that titty meat. I would love to just take a look at those breasts. And there's that lady that's a lookalike that's not actually her. That we've seen her breasts.
Yes.
But I want to see Abigail Shapiro's real breasts.
Yes, we've seen her breasts.
I want to see them for real, for keeps.
And I sat upon the shore and watched her breasts on my phone.
On mine own cock.
How dare you raise your penis to me.
Young man, do not raise your penis at me.
Don't you dare raise your penis at me.
Getting hard as an act of defiance.
Don't you dare raise your penis.
Thou dare raise thine penis
the
to
father
me?
On seventh heaven. Matt's getting boners and Eric finds out. He's like, we have to have a family meeting. Your older brother Eric has been having boners. Simon's like,
fuck this, Dad.
I can't believe you, Eric. Simon, it's not like that. Dad, why are you doing this? I will not have a son that it gets hard. No, you're son. Destroying this family. Oh, yeah? Watch this. And then he, like, gets hard. Don't you dare raise your penis at me.
Then he gets hard back.
Yeah. No. Oh, well, I'm the one who gets hard to make more babies in this family. We're only allowed to have one baby in your mom's awful pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom, she cries during sex every time. Because she thinks it's a gift from God. It's the worst kinds of tears possible.
They do nothing for me.
Religious tears of grace.
Yeah. Absolute last pick in the draft of tears.
Do you know how hard it is to nut when everything around you is curated to look like the cover of a Nicholas Sparks novel? That is for women. That is antithetical to men's ejaculatory experience.
That's correct.
Is kissing at sunset.
That's correct.
In front of a tire swing.
Mm-hmm.
What I need.
I could bust like that.
I couldn't.
You don't think you could bust with making sensual love during a
you
sunset?
You can't bust in a beautiful place.
Not
Nick.
A beautiful. It's got to be.
It's got to be dark
neon,
and ugly.
Black lights. Yeah. Fog machines. Ministry.
Industrial shit.
Yeah.
German girl, side of her head shaved, giant tits. Uh-huh.
That sounds. That part sounds cool.
Yeah, she weighs easily 40 pounds more than me.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Just getting, I mean, not that for me personally, but that just a sturdier type of...
Me, emaciated, rock hard, translucent skin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dripping, you know? Soaking wet.
Soaking wet. Yeah.
Bloody.
Yeah. Fuck. Fuck my ass. Fuck my asshole.
Yeah, I like to bust sensually and as a roughhouser.
No, I have to have a beautiful experience.
Yeah,
we know that about you. It has to be like seventh heaven.
Suck my penis. Everybody's looking at dick.
Everybody suck my dick.
Hello, is this the police?
Yes. I forgot. This might be one of those things that was just in the...
No,
you gotta give it a shot. It's good. You did it twice.
But the idea is it's a guy calling the police to find out where the prostitutes are in town.
Right.
Because we couldn't find them on Google.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm Drihalo Police. I'm a student doing a book report on prostitutes. And I was wondering if you could tell me who they are.
Is the address?
I can research them for a book report.
From the eighth grade.
I am in elementary school.
I'm doing a school project.
I'm doing a report, a book report on how to have sex with prostitutes here in town for elementary school.
Yes.
Fuck my.
Do you guys remember Dance with the Devil? That song?
Uh-huh. Fight and dance with the devil.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
That was a banger, dude, when I was 8 years old in Greece. They're like literally like priests being like, this is the work of Satan.
They
thought that if you like played that song, you would like open
a portal
to hell. Were
the other
words
in that song?
I don't remember, but that song rocked Greece.
Sucking dick, man. Sucking dick, man. Sucking
dick,
man.
My dick is small.
My dick is small. And I am a fat.
My dick can get hard. My dick can get hard.
My dick can get hard. My dick can get hard. My dick can get hard.
I can't get it,
dude. Yeah.
My dick is soft.
Oh yeah, Christmas is only
soft.
What, like 3 days
it already
away.
Happened.
Christmas was yesterday.
Christmas
happened.
Hope you guys are enjoying your new PlayStation 5s.
We hope so.
We hope you guys
from the bottom of our bowls. We're hoping you're enjoying
honestly,
your PlayStation
dude, now
5.
That, now that
that's
we're,
what life's about, man.
This show is so much more fun to do now that it's like completely detached from.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it was already detached from social media for me by being banned. From
yeah.
But now that it's attached from reality.
Yes, absolutely.
And like both temporally.
Totally. This
materially.
It doesn't feel like
way.
The world is continuing while we're here.
Oh, no, not at all.
Like I was getting emails. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Mm.
I'm not paying attention. I'm going to wake up, get fucked up. I'm going to wake up, have coffee till I'm not high anymore.
Mm.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Have diarrhea.
I deleted all my contacts.
Smoke 3 joints.
So now I just get texts and I don't know who they're from. And it's like, this is easier.
Why?
Well, then I don't have to respond to anybody because I'm like, I don't know who this is.
Nice.
That's a good idea.
That's awesome, dude. That makes a lot of fucking sense.
Yeah, but I'm always about novel solutions.
Paring down.
You know who was that? Like
your
that
mother is in the hospital. Sorry, I don't know.
Who the fuck
who
is this?
Who is this?
Yeah.
What is this,
how
spam?
How the fuck did you get this number?
Mark as spam.
Yeah, the John Nash.
Mm-hmm, the Beautiful Mind.
Yeah, he did that.
Oh, really?
He would just.
He deleted all.
That's a guy that you have some stuff in common with,
yeah.
I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Strong.
Yeah. Math.
Math.
Mathematical.
I've always been so bad at math.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Feels like you should know math.
Why?
I don't know, because it's a bullshit skill.
No, Nick is arts and crafts.
Not yeah,
that's true. That's actually true. That's true.
His handwriting is really nice.
I know.
He has girl handwriting.
He does. He has.
Sorry for saying that on the show.
No, I've been a lifelong art fag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's just
the second part.
You do comedy, so that doesn't count as art.
Yeah,
really.
Right. It's not as.
But no, that is true. We do love art, actually. And we happen to do comedy.
It's the same.
I love going to museums and shit.
It's the same.
I'm about to go to a museum. Oh, fuck. Can you go with an appointment? Or are they shutting that down?
I went to the MoMA.
Everyone should go to the zoo
with an appointment.
Close. I'm now a
you're a fucking zoophile?
The World Conservation Society.
How much does that cost?
I don't know, a couple $100.
What?
$400 or $500.
Psych.
I gave him.
I got it.
But I mean,
you gave the zoo $500,
something like that. Yeah.
Do you get pussy from an orangutan?
You get discounts at the soda machine, which is why awesome. I did it. I guess it saves monkeys, but really,
in the long run, you're gonna save a lot of money.
I'm gonna be spending more than $50 at the gift shop, and I want my 20% off.
In the long run,
for your member discount.
In the long run, that's you got to spend what about a couple $1,000 to make that.
Well, I thought they sold condoms at the gift shop, but it's all stuffed animals, so I feel like I was cheated by the zoo.
Yeah.
I was trying to buy condoms to fuck the animals.
That's a smart move.
They let you fuck the animals if you join the conservation.
That's what I asked. Do you get pussy from an orangutan? Were you even listening?
No, I was thinking about the pussy. That one slipped directly into my subconscious.
That's all right. Shout out to that gorilla that jacked off to like Burt Reynolds or some shit.
Yeah.
Remember that story?
Ah, put your cock away, you fucking monkey. How you doing, monkey? Is that a cock there? You might have been sucked.
What happened? Nice. The monkey was turned on by Burt
Reynolds?
Was
a girl monkey, and she was like raised with humans. So she was like...
She was rubbing her pussy.
She was literally rubbing her clit to Burt Reynolds. She wanted to fuck Burt Reynolds.
Damn. What a legend.
They're basically a human. Like, if you raise them around people, they think they're people.
Yeah.
And they're pretty smart. And they want to suck. And you know what? I think it was Burt Reynolds. It might have been Tom Selleck. I think it was Tom Selleck, now that I think about
one
it.
One of those mustachioed alphas.
She bought with some body hair. If you're a gorilla, you got to want to fuck a guy with body hair.
It's a nice sweater. Body hair sweater.
Yeah, some fucking... Oh, dude. I'm going to shit something horrific. Something bad is coming out of my ass one way or another. Oh, my God. I'm about to fucking shit out of my asshole.
I'm about to take a little fucking shit out of my fucking ass.
I literally am going to fucking rock it.
Let's take a little break, Reno.
Okay.
And then, folks, it's almost the end of the year.
It's the end of the year. Yeah.
It's almost 2020 sayonara.
It's the perfect time to go get a t-shirt at cum.town.
Or a calendar for your 2021 all your 2021 needs.
Yeah.
Go to stabby.biz, buy yourself a calendar. The 2021 official Stavros Hockey's calendar is out.
Yeah. All the money goes to buying a brain for Stavros.
What the hell?
Get it? He's a fucking retard.
What the fuck?
Yeah, goodbye.